Audio 32. Collective Granaries. The granary model of El Pósito in the municipality of Agüimes is an example of the abundant number of collective granaries that are scattered by the isolated geography, very characteristic also of the Amazigh or Berber landscape of North Africa, from which the ancient Canadian people came. They consist of open caves in the rock, inside of which silos, destined mainly for long-term storage of food products, were excavated. The caves were located in high places and were difficult to access, which would favor the protection of these stores. Their location also sought to ensure the conservation of the stored food, for which, in addition, the silos were closed with wooden doors or stone tops, such as those shown on the right. The interior walls were conditioned to insulate them from moisture. The archaeological activities carried out in the interior of some granaries have allowed the identification of different species of plants cultivated by the natives of Gran Canaria, as well as wild fruits collected, such as the dates of the Canadian palm or pine nuts. The predominance of barley and figs suggests that the cultivation of both plants must have been the basis of their diet. The plant products conserved here suffered insect attacks. The Canadians attempted to solve this problem by the use of laurel leaves, which had repellent properties. The extraordinary preservation of the products left inside these granaries by drying processes resulting from the environmental conditions of many of the caves of the island have allowed organic materials, such as seeds, to survive to our time.